That's LeBron James looking for an NBA record 10th career best-of-seven series sweep. Meantime, Paul, George and the Pacers trying to avoid being the first team in franchise history to get swept in a seven-game series early on. That's LeBron streaking for the lay-in. Off a turnover, LeBron will chase down Thaddeus Young. He swats that one away. Stevenson crossed it over and lays it in. Paul George is going to throw one up. He misses, but there's Thad Young for the tip, and he got inside position on Kevin Love, and the Pacers are now in front. Oh, LeBron James. He's going to throw up the three ball right over Miles Turner, and the Cavs were back in front. Down by three, time running out. Jeff Teague throws the ball away, but J.R. Smith will turn it right back over. The Pacers still have a chance. Paul George looks for space, finds it, throws up the three. Not even close. Cleveland wins it 106-102. They sweep into the second round, and they await the winner of the Toronto-Milwaukee series.
It's basketball time. Gonna rock this place. Cavs! Come on, Cavs! You got to be there. Get up on your feet. Let's rock this place. Cavs! You got to be there.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm your host, Chris Clem, and this is my Cavs Cast. As you already know, the Cavs beat the Indiana Pacers in a sweep, which was close, but still a sweep, just like I predicted on this show, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. That's right, I called it would be a sweep. It was a sweep. It was very tense. The Cavs had a huge playoff record comeback in game three from 26 down, and they made Paul George look foolish game after game, post-game presser after post-game presser, as he threw another teammate under the bus, and as always, handled it all with the Gatorade smooth finish. Now, I'm sorry I've been gone. A lot of interesting stuff's been happening in my life that I don't know if I could talk about. Well, I think I can, but it's probably not relevant right now. Anyways, there's been a lot of stuff going on. You'll find out eventually if it matters to this show, but it might not. Point being, I wasn't able to podcast as much as I thought I would. I did, however, I was on the Waiting for Next Year podcast with Craig last week talking about Game 3. So if you want to find out my actual thoughts specifically about Game 3, you could go check that out. And then I was also, well, I wasn't, but friend of the show, Pal Allen, was talking about the NFL draft on an episode that released yesterday with the Friday Fumble guys. So you could check those out at waitingfornextyear.com. But I did want to touch base and talk about this series before the next one starts. We don't know who the opponent's going to be, but I was impressed by how the Cavs persevered. Yeah, they blew a bunch of leads, and a lot of people online said it was solely because of their defense. But honestly, in my opinion, it had more to do with the offense. There were so many times when they went straight isolation, made bad passes, and they're not going to be a great defensive team. I do think they'll improve as the rounds go on, but they hurt themselves on offense. They just still look, they don't look right, but I do think they're still going to make it all the way to the finals. I don't think anybody can beat the Warriors unless it's Mother Nature and they get injured. Of course, Mike Brown's coaching them now, so you never know. LeBron James, phenomenal as always. Kyrie Irving had some big scoring games. We had the biggest scoring game by the big three combined. The bench played a huge part in game three with Kyrie, Kevin, and Tristan Thompson on the bench. Kevin Love is the most total rebounds in the playoffs so far, or he did. He only played four games, so that's probably not the same. And overall, the Cavs look good, and they held famous Cav killer CJ Miles in check, and they beat the Pacers. There's not really a lot to say. I expected it. I called a sweep. It was a sweep. Will the next round be so easy? Probably not. But we still don't know who they're going to play. Could be the Bucks. Could be the Raptors. Before I go, there's going to be a new schedule for the show. Before each game, I want to try to be game day. It might be the day before, depending on how it works out with the time between games and such. I'm going to have a guest on to talk about the game, so you're not just getting my opinion saying the same things over and over again, which it would have been with this one, just saying, well, the Cavs are still going to sweep. Well, that was a great comeback. The Cavs are going to sweep. It'll be a comic or a sports person or a friend of mine or just whoever. I got them all lined up already. And we'll talk for like 20 minutes about the game. And it's not going to be your analytical take on it. I'm not going to break down film. It's going to be a humorous slant. It's going to be the same stuff you normally get. So please keep listening. And hopefully this will mitigate any long periods off, because it seems like I've only done 2 episodes this whole month since I've been back from Orlando. I don't know if you guys saw this. I have an actual the clip. This was Paul George's press conference after game 4. And I don't know why this isn't being blown up on the internet, because he really says a lot of interesting stuff. Hear for yourself.
Paul, you were held to 15 points tonight. What were they doing that caused you so much problems where you couldn't get into a rhythm all night?
Just a rough night, Nothing I didn't deal with all series in terms of double teams, traps. Just a slow night for me.
Paul, at several times this year, you've mentioned frustration, team being lifeless at times, just the overall lack of energy or team having fun. Just how frustrating and difficult was this season?
I mean, if you want to know how I really feel, it's my teammates. You know, I'm trying to go down with the smooth finish. But I'm being held back, you know, every turn I go with. Anybody named CJ is a loser. CJ is not a nickname. That's just initials. And his last name's Miles. I don't even know where he's getting the CJ from. I don't know how to pronounce Monto Ellis's name. Is it Monte? I can't play with a guy whose name I can't pronounce. You know, we got Larry Bird. He's always here. You know, he's a general manager, great legend, respect him a ton. But he looks like a Muppet that's been left in storage too long, you know, like a fuzzy felt Muppet falling apart. That's not Larry Legend. That's just some fat Muppet, you know. And Lance had sex with my mom. I got a prepared statement I'd like to read, and this is going to be it for this presser. I'm going to the back, okay? Rolling down Imperial Highway with a big, nasty redhead at my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north, and we was born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the Beach Boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We're going to ride it till we can't ride it no more. From the South Bay to the Valley, from the West Side to the East Side, everybody's very happy because the sun's shining all the time. Looks like another perfect day. I love L.A. Going to be it for this episode. I'll be back on Monday previewing the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Cavs will be playing the Raptors. We don't want to see them again, right? They're a joke. And the Bucks, Giannis is pretty good. Delhi reunion, I don't know. I'm thinking that's what I'm going for, and that gives me an excuse to go to Milwaukee and get a pretzel hot dog with cheese curds and nacho sauce. I'm sold. So I'm pulling for the Bucks, even if they might be tougher than the Raptors. I mean, they have the best player. The way I put it is, LeBron James will have the hardest time being guarded by the Bucks because they have Giannis. But everybody else will have a harder time being guarded by the Raptors. And LeBron James is so good, he's the best player maybe ever, that I'm not as worried about somebody holding him in check. So I'd rather play the team where everybody else will have an easier time. And guys like Kyrie and Kev and Tristan and Channing and La Flama,
Blanco, and all the bench guys can go off. And J.R. Smith, too, because he did throw a behind-the-back pass, which I didn't even mention on this show. J.R. Smith almost blew game four with the behind-the-back pass. Anyways, I love J.R. Smith, and that's why he's a legend. Go Cavs. Talk to you guys on Monday with a to-be-announced guest. It's not going to be announced. It'll just be in the title of the show. Talk to you then. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.